Hello and welcome to Small Case Shorts, a weekly wrap-up every Sunday of all the major developments in the markets. Last week was a historic one for the Indian stock markets as investors cheered the steps taken by the government in this year's Union Budget. Benchmark indices rose over 9% in a single week as new policies aimed to strengthen various sectors including auto, healthcare, infrastructure and financial services. Unexpectedly, there were little to no changes made to various tax structures, and that gave all investors a breather. Global rating agency Standard & Poor's said that India's budget represents a comprehensive effort by the government to fire up the country's economic recovery. Moreover, bullish sentiments of foreign institutional investors and the accommodative stance by the RBI to contain the crisis caused by the pandemic also contributed towards the markets reaching an all-time high. Moving on to some macroeconomic developments, the India Manufacturing PMI, which measures the manufacturing sector's performance, stood at 57.7 in January, well above the market consensus of 56. The India Services PMI measures the performance of the services sector. In January, the services PMI increased to 52.8 from 52.3 in the previous month, but was marginally below market expectations of 53. The trade deficit in India narrowed to $14.75 billion in January from $15.3 billion a year earlier. The RBI left its benchmark interest rates unchanged during its February meeting, as was widely expected. It is maintaining an accommodative stance as long as necessary to support the economy while also ensuring that inflation remains within target going forward. Before wrapping up, we'd like to talk about one of the highlights of this year's budget, which is the launch of the Pradhan Mantri Atmanirbhar Swasth Bharat Yojana, India's pledge to better its healthcare ecosystem. The government has allocated Rs 2.24 lakh crores for the upcoming year towards the healthcare sector. This is more than double of last year. Focusing on primary, secondary and tertiary healthcare along with the overall healthcare infrastructure are the main motivations behind this hike. How does it plan to go about this? By launching the Swasth Bharat Yojana, the government aims to strengthen existing national health institutions and cater to detection and cure of new diseases. Why is this necessary and how does it affect us? India ranks below the global average in life expectancy, infant mortality, and other healthcare statistics. Roughly 18,000 rural and 11,000 urban health and wellness centers are expected to benefit from this scheme. The aggressive budget reinforces the need for basic medical care to all and is also expected to fuel job creation. That's all for this week. Until next time, take care and happy investing.